The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He is also the senior advisor to healthcare.com. And here he is. Hi, Frank.
Oh.
And without further ado, here he is.
Without further ado, yeah. Well, thank you, Jill. Well, got a bit of a confession to make this week. You know, for years, you guys have been paying me these wildly inflating fees that you guys know how much this is. It's a gigantic amount. To be Robin Hood Radio's healthcare detective, my job is to really smoke out the truth about important health issues. That's my job, get to the truth. So imagine my embarrassment this week when I discovered that all 60 of the quality face masks I researched and stockpiled to protect my family from COVID, all 60 of them are fakes. So listeners, look, grab a pencil. I've redoubled my reporting, and I'm going to tell you a number of valuable things, including what mask to wear to filter out up to 95% of airborne particles, and that includes the COVID virus, and what masks to simply, they're ineffective, just throw them away. Second, how to check if the masks you have are counterfeits. And I got to tell you, chances are some of the masks that you have are ineffective or perhaps outright fakes. Also, exactly where to turn to get quality masks that meet government standards, including where you can go in a few days to pick up top-grade masks for free. Not a penny. You'll have to pay. So first off, there are three kinds of masks. There are cloth masks. They're comfy and they're very colorful and they're a wonderful decoration. But they only block out around 30% of airborne germs. That's not nearly enough protection, especially from the Omicron variant. Second, you see a lot of paper surgical masks. They're often worn at hospitals, I mean, including New York's Hospital for Special Surgery. Everybody's walking around with paper masks. Now, they're roughly 60% effective. So if you have them, my advice is double up, wear two of them, or at least wear one under your favorite stylish cloth mask. That'll work. And lastly, and the best choice, there are government-regulated multi-layer masks. Now, they block out up to 95% of all aerosols. Those are the ones you want to find, and those are the ones you want to wear around strangers at all times. So now, again, grab that pencil. You want one of these three types of masks and none others. You want an N95 or KN95 or KF94. Now, the problem is there may be more fake N95s and 94s on the market, especially on the internet, than there are real ones in the market. So most of these fakes are coming from China, but some shady U.S. manufacturers are getting into this. It's a multi-million dollar business, so shady guys are getting in. Americans too. So, Jill, any questions or comments before I describe how to spot a fake mask?
No, just everybody shouldn't be surprised that they have been wearing and surviving, in fact, masks that didn't live up to the slightest of the expectations.
Yeah, well, I mean, so, you know, masks keep you healthy. I mean, so some people who are wearing fake masks are actually got sick. There's no doubt about that. So look, true N95s, they're regulated by the CDC. That's the Center for Disease Control. They have headbands. There's two elastic straps that wrap behind your head. If your N95 has ear loops, forget it. It's a fake. Toss it. It's not worth anything. In addition, real N95 masks are stamped right on the mask. It'll say NOISH. Now, that signifies the CDC division that regulates COVID masks. You should also see, right, stamped on the mask, a company name, a lot number, and an approval number. That's how I realized that all 60 of my masks were fakes. They didn't have any government or company information stamped on them. All right, let's turn to KN95s. Real KN95s have ear loops, and they meet Chinese standards, but they are riddled with counterfeits. You've got to be real careful with KN95s. The legit K95s are stamped with the name of the maker, the model, and the government OK number. And that begins with GB, and then it's followed by 8 numbers. All that information should be stamped right on the mask. If it isn't, discard it. It's a fake. Finally, there's the KF94. Now, real KF94s come from Korea, not China. And there are fewer fakes on these Korean masks. The mask itself has ear loops, and it is not stamped, just to make things a little more confusing. But on the package of a K94, it'll say, made in Korea. And it should have the product name, the maker, and the distributor. And all that should be in Korean, maybe English, but not Chinese. Another thing, no N95s have been approved for children. So any N95 advertising you see that says, hey, our masks are okay for kids, those masks are fakes. But there are smaller KN95s and KF94s that can work for kids. Just be sure that those masks include all the proper information stamped on them or on the package. Now, one more thing I want to clear up. There's a lot of confusion about how long you can use a real N95 or KN95 or 94 or reuse it. You can safely wear a 95 or 94 for around 35 hours, or a little shorter than that if you get if that mask gets soiled for any reason. Assuming it's not soiled, at the end of those 35 hours, you can reuse it. Do not wash it. Do not wet it. Instead, store it in a clean paper bag for 3 or 4 days, and then throw away the bag, and you can again wear that mask. So, Jill, any comments so far before I tell you where to shop for real N95 masks and 94s, and where to get some for free?
Reminder to everybody that the minute that you touch your mask or sneeze into it, you have basically, ruined it. But
that would be called soiling it.
I understand, but the thing is, this is what people don't realize is that if you have an itch underneath your eye, right? So you reach in and you scratch the itch. And you've soiled your mask. And people need to understand how much is practical and, in sure. fact, and how much, isn't outside of an operating room.
Yeah. So, these masks should be pristine if you're going to try to reuse it over 3 or 4 days and so on. You should be dealing with pristine masks that are really fine. If they soil it all, come on, toss it and get another one. They only cost about $2 each. And in some cases, I've got to tell you, you can get them for free. So where did you turn? Turn to big box retailers. That's like Home Depot and Lowe's. They deal directly with government-approved makers and distributors, so you can actually be confident that the masks that they're selling are legit. Or you can go online directly yourself to the mask manufacturers, but you have to be careful online, really careful. For example, Amazon, which sells a lot of masks, does a lousy job of screening out counterfeiters. They're right next to the real ones. It's hard to tell them apart. Also, I ran across articles researching today's broadcast online about fake masks from national newspapers, and that was surrounded by ads for fake masks. So look, got that pencil. Jot down these mask makers. Go online directly to 3M. Kimberly-Clark, another company called Demetech, D-E-M-E-Tech, Demetech, or Armburst USA. They're all good distributors. Manufacturers. You can also buy KF94s directly from Korean importers. That includes a company called Be Healthy and another called KMACT, K-M-A-C-T. There are also exclusive distributors of real KN95s, including an outfit called Bonafide Masks and Project 95. Now, Project 95 is especially reliable. It's a nonprofit. They had offices in Brooklyn. and it's known for carefully vetting its mass suppliers. I just ordered 40 KN95s from Project 95 for $2 each. Also, the Biden administration, while we speak, is shipping 400 million KN95s to pharmacies and community centers to hand out to the public for free. So in the next few days, you'll be able to go around the corner, every one of us, and be able to pick up three free KN95 masks for not a penny. In other good news, the Biden administration is also giving out a half a billion free at-home COVID tests. Just do what I've already done this week. Go to covidtest.gov, covidtest.gov. Click on order free at-home tests. Can't be simpler than that. And the government will mail you four free tests per household. Just one tip. If you live in any kind of multi-unit housing, apartment house of some sort, be sure to list your apartment number to avoid any confusion. And finally, Jill, I want to correct something I said last week while praising Region 1 School Superintendent Lisa Carter and her staff for keeping the local schools open and safe. Now, fact is, despite the original virus, Delta, and now Omicron variant, there was only one unschooled transmission about 2 years ago in Region 1 and only one or two this past fall. That's among nearly 4,000 students and 445 staffers. That's a great record. And I again want to praise Lisa Carter and her staff, as well as the parents, for their support and understanding in these challenging times. We should be very thankful that in Region 1 and among the schools in the tri-state area, all of them are requiring students and staff to wear quality masks. That's in sharp contrast to Republican governors in Florida and Arizona, to name just two red states, that are penalizing school leaders that require masks. I mean, that's cheap political nonsense. And stuff like that just helps spread the virus. It makes kids and families sick. And yes, it even kills people. So unless we can do all we can as a society to fight the coronavirus, another 250,000 of us will die. That'll bring the total dead from the coronavirus to well over 1 million Americans. So here's my opinion. The governors preventing school leaders from trying to protect their students and their families from a deadly disease are risking nothing less than government-sanctioned manslaughter. That's what I think.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.